that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Poppin' congregation, it's your girl Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, and we're back with another installment of the podcast dedicated to robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. It's your girl. And y'all know I am what? Yes, very excited for today's episode. We have a double dose of trouble, y'all. You know we always love when we have two guests on the show. Our first guest is an actress, a comedian making big moves in the entertainment industry. And our other guest is an Emmy-winning songwriter, recording artist, and actress. They both star in Issa Rae's hit HBO Max original show, Rap Shit. The show follows two Miami-based rappers trying to break into the music industry. This season finale airs this Thursday, y'all, December 21st. And you do not want to miss it. Y'all know I've been on this show. Y'all know it is fire. You need to put it in your retinas. Congregation, please. Welcome Jonica Booth and Chameleon to the show. What is up, ladies?
Hey. What's good? What's up?
It's so good to see y'all. We've already been kicking before we started. It's so great to have y'all on the show. You know I've been watching Rap Shit. It is so good. This season has really been fire. Like, thank I've been you. Love following y'all's characters. I love the scamming theme thread throughout the show. Mm-hmm. And I love scam, clearly. I've dedicated part of my life to
clearly.
It.
Clearly.
But I have to ask you both, and either of you can start with this. We always ask on this podcast, like, what is your relationship to scams? Like, other than playing two pretty good scammers on television in different ways, like, Jonica, your character is very much scamming on all fronts.
That's her life. That's her life.
Robbing, finessing.
That's her, literally her life. Poor Chastity.
Like, scamming professionally.
She's a sweet scammer, though. Mm.
Chastity is a scammer with a heart of gold.
She is a sweet scammer.
Yeah.
You got some that's just ruthless, and I feel like if you're going to be a scammer, be a sweet one.
Yeah, and I feel like Chastity tries to do things the right way, and then after a while, Chastity be like, all right, well, fuck it.
Yeah.
I guess we got to just...
Like, y'all brought me here.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't want to be there, but...
Chastity's like, why'd you make me rob you? Why did you do this to me?
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I see Chastity rob people. And I'd be like, you know what? Chastity didn't even want to rob
you. She didn't want to do that.
But you made her.
You made her do it.
And then I feel like your character.
She scammed niggas. I can say niggas
seduce
on here.
Asking.
She seducing.
I feel like she looking for love. I feel like she does want sincere.
She looking for love, but, you know, she not about to compromise what she really wants, you know,
right.
For love. That'll come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like love can come with
bring
a bag.
Bring on the scams. Bring on the seduction. Bring on the scheme.
Yes. And
Mia about that life.
Yes. I feel like Mia's like, okay, a love and also a bag. I feel
right.
Like they can go hand in
because
hand.
Because what's love without a bag? Who want to wake up to a situation that's impoverished, that's not, you know,
yeah.
How am fertile?
Right. How am I supposed to love
money trees.
When there's roaches.
How am I supposed to love you when you broke?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
It is.
Broke people being loved too, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all can't
and when
say,
I was broke,
y'all both looking at me. That's what's
when
wrong
I was broke,
with y'all,
no.
Bro. That's the problem.
When I was broke, that was cool.
Yeah.
But listen, bills. You know? And you like what I look like, right? You like when I put that shit on.
Right.
That ain't cheap. So, that's you true. Know, I need somebody that's going to motivate me and we can help each other. I can't be
so,
pulling nobody
up. So they can
up.
Be broke. Broke people can motivate you?
Yeah, to not be broke.
Well, here's what I will say. Nobody, you know, you're reading that tweet just like you're not ugly, you're just broke.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's ugly. Nobody's
ugly. They just broke.
Yeah.
Or in between blessings.
No, I
in
know.
Between, I like that. In between blessings.
I know rich people that's unattractive. That's not easy
but
on
that's
the
their
eye.
Spirit.
That's their spirit that's ugly, okay?
This is true. I give you
that. Money can't fix an ugly spirit. Yeah. Yeah. And that'll always shine through.
Yeah.
And you could be broke inside and we can probably unbreak your heart or something. But
wow, where is this gone?
I love that. See, I mean, that's Mia's character jumping out, Camille.
Because I'm like,
not the pockets. Sorry. And you know, I'm a Cancer, so you know,
I
like
really,
yeah, July 4th. I like to see the good in people. You know what I'm saying? Yes. But I have always took the hit when I always see the good in people. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, damn, I wouldn't even fuck with you anyway. And now you playing on my top because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, and then you cheating and you broke. Oh hell no!
Ooh, when I learned that the worst. There's nothing worse than when I learned this. Like, you know, when you take a chance, especially Cancers, because we're like, at least for me, I'm very personality motivated. So you don't even have to be like the best looking person in the world, but right. I'm like, if I like your personality, or even the richest or whatever, and I'll be like, you know what, I like this person, so it doesn't even matter for me aesthetically or what they have or whatever. But when I learned that if you put aside those, you know, proclivities for a person and they'll still do you dirty, there's nothing worse feeling than lowering your personal standards they do you dirty. And I'm like, bitch, I done already came in a gutter for you and you gonna do me dirty?
I got played by a bum too. I was like,
so you see. ain't nothing worse than being played by a bum.
A fine ass bum.
A cute little cute bum.
Okay, no, a cute bum, I'll take that L. Then I'm like, you know what? Okay, but at least they were cute. But I'm talking about when you look like a pit bull and not Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, you said you took everything.
I took all that.
I'm trying to think.
Nah, they've been attractive, but I just got played by a bum. And I was like, the one time I opened up, I get played by, you ain't got
one
shit.
One time you became a homeless shelter.
Yeah, one time I opened my door, you know? But we ain't had nothing. We was actually rolling together, but I'm giving my all. And then it's like, but I'm a Pisces, so I'm a little more sensitive than Cancers.
Really? I don't know how to deal with y'all.
Absolutely. Pisces.
I do not know how to deal with y'all. Y'all are crybabies,
but
I don't think I'm a crybaby. What I will say is like,
yeah, y'all ain't no crybabies.
I saw a meme that was like, it was like, I'm in my villain era, a Cancer who's finally asking for what they need.
And that's what I feel like.
Like, fuck all y'all. And I'm just like, no, you can't come to my house.
You villain era.
And I'm like, ooh, like I showed them.
I'm definitely in my villain era.
But like, have you ever like been scammed or run any scams that are past the statute of limitations?
I got scammed. What's funny is I got scammed with Lil Gerald, Hitman Holla, man, you know, from Wildin' Out.
Yes. Oh,
that's my boy. No. We actually both got scammed by the same person.
Okay, oh, I thought you were calling him out. No,
that's my boy. we had to get on the phone, a call together, because I'm like, when I called, I remember Lil Gerald was like, he got you too. I said, man, he got me. It was a dude, he was telling us that he can, something about some Jordans. It was like a low number. You give him like $1,000, you probably got like 30 pair of these Jordans, and we was thinking like how to flip
30
them.
Pairs?
Yes, it was like a play. But my problem with the play, that this is, you know, my sexuality, I'm bi. Mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend at the time. So this why I be skeptical about niggas, because like, that nigga led me to the death. Because my thing is, if I'm dating you, and you bring somebody to me, in my mind, you didn't screen a nigga already.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't did your homework.
You trying to follow your boyfriend.
Yeah, like, and I let a man lead. That's
ooh, off the cliff.
I feel like let a man lead.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm buying. No. We don't let the men lead.
I let them lead. So I'm like,
you let them think they lead.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh. Yeah, you get behind them and you be like, yeah, but then you look into the side of them. Like,
that's what I did. So that's why So I'm like, I'm gonna let them lead, but then I'm peeking around and I realize I'm calling and I'm getting played. So I end up sending my brothers, like, I skipped my boyfriend. I didn't jump and did my own thing. Like, yo, this nigga got me for some money, whoop, whoop. And sent my brothers to take care of the situation.
No, wait, I need to take a step back.
Oh, you want to know the story?
So, yeah, so, because I don't know how we got to I sent my brothers whoop wop.
Yeah.
And I don't know. we jumped like 12 steps to whoop wop.
I ain't know how much
and
you want to know.
I just need to know how he got the money. So, like, so the boyfriend comes and is like, hey, bae, $30 or 30 pairs of Jordans for $1,000. And you were like, yes, King, lead the way.
Not King.
Here's $1,000.
He called me and was like, yo, I got this dude. You know, I know this dude. And mind you, this is a good guy. The guy I'm dating is...
Okay, yeah.
I date good guys. You know, yeah, they not no street
I'm not doubting
dudes.
His integrity.
Yeah.
Everybody gets scammed at some point.
Well, maybe he got scammed. So, yeah. So he called me and was like, yo, this dude, he's, you know, he got this play about these Jordans. I said, oh, really? He said, if you want to talk to him. So I said, yeah, I want to talk to him. So I get on the call with dude. It sound good. The dude... is a good scammer. He got me. It sound he telling me, oh, I just left G Herbo them, da da da. So it's and he's got pictures with them. The shit sound good. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm not in town.
You just left G Herbo. Now you know he up on charges, right?
This was all before that. This was all like this was about 7 years ago. So I call him and I'm like, I said, okay, it was like $1,200 or something. I said, okay, I'm finna have my brother bring you the money. So my brother look at it the way I looked at it with my dude. He like, well, if Jonica doing it, then it must be good. So my brother go, he didn't chop it up with dude, so he didn't gave him more money for him.
Damn.
So we all in.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? Because it's like a trust thing. It's a levels to it. So then we trying to figure out where our Jordan's at. Dude giving us all excuses. He giving us like, well, this and then something about a train. Then a train. Where are they coming from? So I'm confused.
Is this in Los Angeles?
This was all in St. Louis. You know I'm from St. Louis.
Oh, okay. So this is in St.
Louis. This is in St. Louis.
Is there a lot of public transportation in St. Louis?
Nah, you got like a metro.
Because I wasn't thinking that there was a lot of train activity.
I don't know what was going on. He worked at a train.
Okay.
But so I don't know none of this. All I know, now, I'm going to follow you. Boyfriend called me, set me up with the play. I talked to dude. It sound good. I sent my brother to drop it off because I lived in Atlanta at the time. I sent my brother to go drop the money off. Sound good to my brother, so he add money to it. So now we all in. I don't know that little drug got nothing to do with this at this point. At this point, we all in, you know? So next thing you know, I'm not getting it. And then I called dude like, hey, at this point, I want my money back.
Right.
So then, you know, like it's been a month. You know what I'm saying?
And you gave cash, right?
I gave cash.
Right. No, so it's untraceable. You're not getting refunds.
This wasn't no business. He's still a little hood nigga that I'm thinking had. It was a play, but the play made sense. By the time you talked to him, you would have gave him your money. It sounds sweet and it sounds legit. Dude not coming back with the product. You feel me?
Right.
All right, cool. Y'all want to come back with the product? So I told my brother, he was like, man, we're going to have to go get our money. So I tell my boyfriend, like, hey, dude ain't giving us the product. And, you know, my brother put some money on it, too. So he finna go take dude's car. I said.
Okay, so now we're repo. We're repossessing the vehicle.
Yeah, but not the right repo. He finna go take dude's car. And we about to.
I mean, that's what repo does. We're just like an unofficial repo. We're like a vigilante repo. Yeah. That's what we're going to call it.
Facts.
We're the people's repo.
But my brother. So I tell my boyfriend, like, yeah, he finna go take dude's car. He said, don't. Please don't let him do that because I rented the car. I said, what you mean you rented this nigga a car? So I'm lost. And he was like, yeah, he told me he have the money or something. So he ended up telling me by the time I confronted him, my boyfriend told me he rented the dude a car and he had got him a hotel room. So I'm like, what the?
Wow, everyone is really nice to this man.
This man.
A hotel.
And
what
the
kind?
Car.
Was it a Holiday Inn?
He said dude didn't have nowhere to stay and he had lost his...
Is this the kind of hotel where the stairs are outside?
Man, it probably like when you walk outside, when you outside, is the one of them?
Yeah. If you open the door, are you outside?
I hate because
that's a motel.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, nigga, to my dude, why you didn't tell me that you buying this dude all this stuff? Because it'll let me know. Don't give him no money because he ain't got no money.
Right.
Because I wasn't giving him the. We was putting our money together. The Shoe Connect was pretty much saying, I have $4,000, I need $6,000. Basically, can you come up with the rest of it? And I said, well, I'll give you 12. And my brother said, well, I'm going to make the six. You get what I'm saying? Like we was.
Yeah.
So
it's also very difficult for me to understand when people say they have a great business opportunity for me, but they themselves aren't taking advantage of it.
Yeah, it's like, why are you trying to put me on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my thing is he had the four, he was just short two, right?
$2,000.
He had the $4,000. But the problem that I had in the end was with my boyfriend. If you knew you got this nigga a car in a hotel.
Wait, a car?
He rented a car for him.
What happened to the
scam is going farther.
Yeah.
He's the scam god. For real. Because
he got $4,000, but he don't got car money or hotel money.
He only has
partial shoe money, but he don't got enough for a car or hotel.
Listen.
Probably not gas either.
Right.
But I didn't know none of this. I didn't know. That's why I said, boyfriend led me to hell. Because why you bring this nigga to me? And you should have said, by the way, I rented dude a car, got dude a hotel. You know, it was one of them situations. So I had to, T was like, please don't take the car. Nah, fuck all that. So I had to send my brother. Long story short, me and my brother, we got our money back.
Oh, that's wonderful. You got your money back.
Absolutely.
Is it because your brother did a street vigilante repo of the car? Mm. Or?
We got our money back. I'll just tell you that.
You got your money back. Amen.
I don't know who was out of money, but we got our money back.
That's a happy ending.
But I called, look, I seen Lil Gerald take a picture with him, so I ended up calling him, and he was like, he got you too. I said, he got me. He thought until I got me back, you know, but it shouldn't have had to go that way.
Scams!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home?
You know who I'm talking about.
Children.
Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft and it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows. God! You know, it's good that your brother got involved because he was actually helping.
We all would have been out of our money.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I'm glad that that is not the case. God bless it. We're going to get into our next segment here. What's hot and fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams that are in the zeitgeist right now. And more often than not, we get a letter from our listeners. So if you're out there, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com, just snitch on your friends, your family, your enemies, anybody. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't what? Yes. Fuck up your bag. But you know what today? I'm gonna switch it up, y'all. I'm actually gonna give y'all something that's what is hot in fraud. This is not gonna be a listener letter, but this is something that y'all have been tagging me in that is popping up on the scene. So what's hot in fraud? There's a new scam that's going around on dating apps that people have been tagging me in where restaurants are buying bots or having people pretend to be humans and make dates with real people at restaurants and stand them up in order to get customers at the restaurant. Have you heard about this?
Mm-mm. What's the purpose?
So the purpose is...
How?
Is that you go to the restaurant expecting to go on a date and then no one shows up and hopefully you stay...
Is it a blind
and
date?
You eat at the restaurant.
Why would I stay and eat?
Why would I go on a date with somebody I don't know?
So it says...
They probably met on the app.
On the Daily Dot, says, I might as well just have a meal while I'm in the building. Women warn restaurants are luring them via dating apps. So
what?
Yes, this restaurant is getting dirty. A TikToker who goes by Nosy Bystander said of an underhanded TikTok trick that some an underhanded trick that some restaurants are implementing as a means of getting people to come and eat at their dining establishments. So it's a phenomenon known as food digging, and it preys upon a universal basic human emotion as their primary impetus of getting people to go out and visit their places of business, the pursuit of love and romance. So in her viral TikTok that accrued over 621,000 views on the popular social media platform, Nosy points out several instances where folks discovered that they were hoodwinked by a dating profile pretending to be a real person who was interested in meeting them for a date. However, the date request almost as always shared a common theme. Potential love interest in question wanted to dine at a particular spot, which the other real person on the end of their conversation would agree and show up for. So y'all, the Nosy begins her video by stating, y'all, not the restaurants out here scamming.
I don't even understand that. You got to be a special
I'm a Cancer
woman.
You gotta be a special person to get me out of the house anyway.
Yeah, that's why I'm like.
I might say I'm going to go on a date and then don't show up myself. So I don't know about that.
But for the people that do show up, like, I'll be too embarrassed. Like, if I'm there and I'm waiting for somebody, they don't come, I'm not finna just, well, I might as well eat. I'm going to leave.
I'm going to leave.
Really? Okay, so see, I know for a fact, when I worked in New York, like, back in the day, I think I was, like, 21 at the time. And I remember I worked at this place called AOA Bar and Grill. And it's in Tribeca. And we would have, it was, like, in a weird spot in Tribeca where, like, fide-eye people would come for, like, happy hour and shit. Mm-hmm. And then we would host these, like, weird random events off of, like, Yelp or whatever. And mm-hmm. one night would be, like, Match.com would, like, rent out the, like, pizza bar area and stuff. And they would have these singles nights. And so one time there was a single night, but it was raining. And I guess, like, the attendees kind of dropped off. But Match.com didn't send out an email letting everyone know or something. Mm-hmm. So a few women did show up, but the event was off. So none of the men really showed up. But there were, like, a few ladies who showed up. And I remember I was bartending. And they came and they were like, oh, we're here for the singles event. And I was like, damn.
It's canceled.
Set them up.
It was canceled.
But did they stay?
Well, yeah, so I felt bad because I'm like, these ladies look like they, you know, they had put on a little gray.
Yeah, they got ready.
LaRouche.
They had, right. They had a little L'Oreal. Like, they was trying to find somebody. And I felt so bad. So I gave them, like, a little cocktail or whatever. And they did order, like, a pizza or something off the menu. And they stayed. So I do see a situation where, like, if you're trying to find love and you show up and the person doesn't show up and you feel a little dejected, you might order a little cocktail. You might be like, well, fuck it. Let me have
low.
A little meal.
But that's it. So that restaurant, they so bummy.
That's low.
Like, they just want people to come in and order an appetizer. Think about what you're ordering before your date get there. Yeah. You're not ordering nothing for real.
So they don't want to pay for promo. They don't want to pay for.
Well, they like, I already got your ass in the door because an ad, a promo, that's just you seeing it, right? You paying for impressions. They're like, if we get on the app and be like, hey,
boo,
I'm
trying to. Give away some free food.
Hey, boo, pull up.
That's guaranteed asses free? In the seat. Listen. Now, I can't guarantee you're going to stay because some of these people, like a Facebook comment, like there are people who are saying that this happened to them, that they showed up to the restaurant. And then as they got on the app, when they were stood up, the person unmatched them already when they were in the restaurant.
Oh, that's low.
Too much.
But actually, I think about it, it actually does make sense. Because, like you said, once people in the seat, you could take a picture and be like, you know, we popping a day over here at Ribs and Barbecue, you know?
Yeah.
And nobody would know that they didn't got set up. It just looked like we got a lot of people in.
I mean, I get it, but it's low.
It is low.
It's corny. Low.
It's like garbage.
They need to announce who the, what restaurants have done that. Like, yeah. And what app are they on? And what day nap are y'all on? This is.
I want to know the restaurant because if it's that bad, then I don't know.
I mean,
put them on the block.
I think it's kind of an excellent scam, especially if you're like a small business.
No,
scam.
Now, y'all better.
It's an excellent scam.
No, y'all better call Keith Lee. Let him come eat there.
Okay. Exactly.
Like, it's so much you can do. It's so many influencers you can.
But Keith Lee is in high demand. He can't go save every damn body now.
Or somebody,
they almost tried to kill him in Atlanta. I was like, "Keith Lee, get a bulletproof vest."
Definitely,
facts. But
they don't want real feedback in Atlanta.
It's a lot of little Keith Lees out here. The little girl, what's her name? KP.
Just tell him food good.
What's the girl?
Well, see, that's because Keith Lee. When you go to Atlanta, you have to understand that Atlanta restaurants are also
Mama
like
Pops.
Nightclubs. Like,
and a
the
lot
ones
of
he went to are like nightclubs.
Atlanta got what? They gonna have a hookah there?
Yes. If you go to Atlanta, you're going to a nightclub restaurant. There's gonna be a hookah next to your steak frites. Somebody will be throwing that. There's a step and repeat.
Some jerk.
It's a step. It's for sure a step and repeat. It's a hookah at the gas station at this point.
Yeah, like right next to the pump. I'm like, you can't put fire next to the gas, y'all. They're like, hand me the hookah. And let me also get 75 on pump 4.
Now we waking up dead. Like,
Why are we smoking a hookah next to pump 4? What's happening, Atlanta? You don't need hookah everywhere. Stop the madness.
We're going to be like, Lord, AK.
You know what I be wondering? Do people really know how to make these hookahs? Like, when people be sucking through these pipes, are they really sucking the healthy part of the hookahs? Like, do people really take their time?
because this is going into people's bodies.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I used to make hookahs in New York. Like, at some point, we just started using, like, a vacuum cleaner. Because you can't just start every hookah. You just put a little Hoover to the top, and then once that smoke starts turns foggy, you just put it out there.
I'm not even a hookah. That's
Oh, yeah, no, I can make hookahs. I used to be a hookah hoochie.
She said, I do this. You a hookah hoochie.
Yeah, a hookah hoochie. I can put some ice in it. I put a little Hennessy in the bottom. I can do all types of stuff.
Oh, your hookah got a little spice to it.
Listen, you have to be able to make them hood hookahs, okay? You say Hennessy to anybody, they'd be like, oh, yes, put it on everything.
Let me get a Hennessy hookah, please.
Put it in everything. Yes, we would like Hennessy in everything. I was like, I got you. Right up, straight away.
I don't know why we still Hennessy.
We love that for us. Okay. No, but I mean, I think this is an excellent scam, even if you're a small business, but it is fucked up because you're preying on people's like love and everything. But at the same time, like, I don't know if you were really looking forward to a date, especially what kind of profile picture are you using? Are these people sexy that I think I'm meeting? Am I going to feel extra sad and then maybe order like an artichoke dip like and a glass of wine?
I feel like
I don't
these
know.
May be people that just don't get niggas or don't get bitches because any random person just hit you up and you be just so gung-ho to go on a date with them. It's like, and you not doing your homework.
Because here's
like,
my
where
thing.
You live. Let's talk about where you live. How you
it's
doing
the restaurant.
Today.
Like, it's the restaurant talking back and forth with them. Like, you doing the most. You doing the
AI.
Most if you like. But think about it. You doing the most if you like, yeah, good morning, beautiful. Like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Good night, sweetie. Like,
it's Red Lobster, like, Grand Rising, queen.
Grand Rising, run. Grand Rising, red flag.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you doing the most if you doing all that. Rising, you got to do all this for 2 weeks and then be like, want to go to dinner?
It's Applebee's. Like, it's what did you eat today, babe?
What you eat today?
I want to know the script. I want to know the script that they're
that's
using.
What I'm saying. Like, what the is AI. The AI script for that?
Yeah,
that's true. Like, what is Olive Garden saying?
Like, because you got to think about it. The AI talks so proper unless somebody would be smart if they came out with a black AI. And it's talking like,
wait, now, you put, don't say that because we were the first people that they started doing AI wait, with. So remember when they started doing music AI? It was Drake,
it was
The Weeknd. That's... They were like, they started AIing black people first. Levi's was like, we got more diversity. It's called AI black people.
All of a sudden, we get
models.
Look, all of a sudden, we get something first. Like, right. All of a sudden. No, don't give us that first.
No.
We'll keep
but
being
my
last.
My question is, do they never talk to the person on the phone? It's all text messages? Or...
Well, some people go on dating apps and they want, like, quick returns.
I hate texts. Like...
Have you ever met somebody on a dating app the first time, like, that day you talked to them?
No.
I have, too. I be on riot, get my swipe on.
When I signed myself for a dating app and then I seen the people that was in my area, I quickly deleted my profile.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you probably knew them.
Yeah, it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I might as well be on Instagram.
Wait, where were you at?
See, that's all the bad.
I was on BlackPeopleMeet.com.
Oh, go to profit. Why are you on BlackPeopleMeet.com?
And I was lying.
At least I was on Riot.
Right.
I was lying, so I know they was lying. My whole profile was a lie.
I was on Black Planet.
I was on Black Planet.
And then when the people started to pop up where I was, I'm like, oh, hell no. This is I had to get out of there. I got out of there.
I'm glad you did, man.
Oh, no, not Black People Meet.com.
So back when I was on Christian Mingle.
Have y'all been on Farmers Only?
I didn't even heard of that. Lacey, where you been?
Yeah, I heard of Farmers Only. But there's a website,
they
but there's an app called Sugar Baby. That's the one I want to be on.
They ain't got no money over there.
Damn.
Ain't nobody got no money over there.
Ain't nobody got no money.
Nah, they done figured it out. It got too widespread. The boys over there, they only got Splendid. They ain't got no sugar for you.
Lacey, why you know about all these date naps?
Scam guy.
Listen, I love a good scam. You got to know what's going on in the
street. You got to know where to go.
Yes. Now, if you really want a sugar daddy, you got to get your terrible wig.
That's the one?
Yes, you got to get a horrible wig. And, you know, you go
that's
to
what happens. So that's what it is?
Yeah.
So my wigs is too good.
Yeah, they're too good.
Uh-uh.
You got to get a horrible wig.
That's it, girl, wig.
Yes. Man. And then you got to go to, like, just like a Craig's. Like, just like a
$10 wig.
Yeah. And then go to, like, a nice restaurant that's, like, super outdated. And old.
What you think? What
you know,
what about
places
the wig,
got like cold.
The bad wig that attracts the money.
I don't know. They just like it.
They know it gives easy.
Nah. It's just something
maybe
chaotic
role
about
play.
It.
Maybe it's like role play, like
I don't know.
Kinky shit. Like.
Yeah. Just look it up on TikTok. There's a black woman who does hilarious bits about it. She's like, it has to be the worst wig. Because you always see like a beautiful black woman in the worst wig you've ever seen, which is like the richest old white man. It's a thing.
That is how it looks.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. That's the strategy.
She's
I don't want that life.
But yeah, y'all, I mean, if if you feel like you're talking to AI on a dating app and they're inviting you to Chili's way too fast,
don't go.
They're like, you want to go get some baby back?
I want my baby back.
Yeah, maybe don't go. I mean, I don't know. This seems like a great scam to me. I might go and get stood up. And I've been stood up once on a dating app, and they were like, "Oh, I just thought you weren't coming when you didn't respond." I was like, "I told you I was working late. Like, I got out." You know how sometimes you get upset. You don't know when you're gonna get off.
But did you talk to them verbally?
Yeah, we did. They were like, "I was just scared you weren't gonna show up," because that's happened to me once before, and I was like, "Okay," but I picked a place that was like close to my house and like walking distance, so I did end up eating.
Flowing bad.
It was like my favorite spot. I go there all the time.
So you one of the people that it worked for.
And I mean, I also picked the place, so
okay.
But and I didn't feel no type of ways about it, but I was at work.
I can see you arguing with the AI. He like, "Let's go to Applebee's," because it's, and then you like, "No, let's go to Red Lobster."
And they're like, "No, but Applebee's is so good."
And you're like, "Yeah, but I want Ruth Chris though. I changed my mind.
Applebee's has a delicious wing special tonight that you're going to love."
And you like, "Really, wings? That's the way to a girl heart."
But there's a mom and pop spot that's right around the corner. I said Applebee's,
bitch. Bitch, didn't I say Applebee's? Bitch, it's the AI.
They gonna be talking about and say it's AI.
It couldn't be no nigga behind the screen. Bitch, I'm trying to do my job. You making this hard.
Now, do you want to meet me or not? Because we meet at Applebee's. Okay. Do you want love? Stay lonely,
do you want love or do you want to stay, bitch?
Right. Stay lonely. See, that's why you lonely now. Can't ever adapt.
Can't never adapt. That's what's wrong.
Oh, my God.
I love just giving up and be like, "This is AI."
Right, this is AI. Shit.
Damn.
Oh. That shit is funny.
So now we're going to transition into just some little sprinkles of some historic hoodwinks that kind of like stay along the seduce scheme, rapping scam queens, as you all play characters in rap shit. So I just want to get your opinions about some little rapper scammers that we have.
Okay.
So our first one that's up here is TJX6, who I personally love. I love his music. Here he is here, looking very hospitable.
Shit. Did they see the picture we see?
They will. All it'll right. be on the Instagram.
He's scaring me. I don't even want to look at him no more. Let me
look. He looks like he just finished petting a family of baby ducks. You know, just very warm and hospitable. No, he looks menacing as hell. And also, what is going on with his hair?
What's up with the chains? It's too many skinny ones on that.
Yeah. And also, like, there's so much going on his shirt that I can't even make out what's going on in the chain.
Is it the chain or the
shirt?
He's
like, he got that shirt from Target. What is
no,
like the
no,
kids
no.
section.
Salvation.
He could have ironed it.
I'm not talking about him. He looked like he's gonna find us.
He really does.
Yeah.
Toto is kind of jumping through
it's
the
jumping,
screen.
Yes. That's why I was like, I feel threatened.
He could have put a comb through the top.
His photo is saying, like, "Come outside. We ain't finna jump you."
He didn't even want to put on no CarMax. He ain't lying his mustache. He didn't even look at the top of his hair.
Spiders on the top of that.
Like, yeah, his hairline is having a disagreement.
Man, his mustache looked like it just ain't his, lined or
his
nothing.
His eyebrows is saying.
His eyebrows are cooked.
This way or that way.
Yeah. I've never seen eyebrows just like permanently furled.
Man, his eyebrows look like a boomerang. I'm not talking about him.
No, his eyebrows look like Angry Birds.
Yeah,
they do.
He was like, "Can I get eyebrows that say I want problems always?"
Yeah, listen. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry. I'm not even talking about you. I don't.
Nah, we just joking.
Yeah,
we
you love actually look
you.
Nice. He ain't even want to earn his shirt.
You're my bestie.
That's my
bestie. I love you.
I love
if
you.
If I see him, you my best friend.
TJ.
Okay? You know, the photo is definitely saying, "Come outside. We are finna jump you."
Yeah.
Guaranteed. I guarantee it.
He like, he gonna jump you by himself.
Right. You get jumped by one person.
By one person, right.
Like, "No, I swear there were several people."
Man.
You call a police reporter. Like, "No, there was definitely multiple people."
It had to be.
They were like, "No,
somebody hit me from back."
It was from the front and the back. No. They were like, "No, we saw the surveillance camera. It was one person." No. There were definitely 10 people.
Had to be.
It's like a dust cloud in a cartoon. No, there was a dust cloud. There was arms. There was legs.
It went down. Like, no, that nigga is a Tasmanian.
So in 2017, a subgenre of rap emerged from Detroit that would define the careers of a new type of rapper. The scam rapper. Yes. The genre is defined by not only bragging about ill-gotten gains of a variety of fraud and scams, but instructions for listeners on how to commit scams themselves. We love an educational rap.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lead me, teach Shana. Me, guide me.
Shana educated rapper.
Yes. Oh, well, she educating on
Sally Mae.
Like, So scam rap emerged in Detroit in the mid-2010s as a genre of rap primarily about digital fraudulent activities. So TJX6 is actually a credit card swiper. That's where he got his name, off the back of a credit card swiper. So,
oh, wow.
It's got depth. It's got meaning.
Well, I like him because he think about things. Yeah, he not surfing.
He think about things.
Yeah. I like him.
Try to come take that story. I like him because he think about things.
He didn't go to jail for it, did he? Did he think about
I hope he in jail while we sitting up here talking about him.
Did he think about that?
I don't want him to be free.
I hope he's in jail.
Did he think about that?
No, I don't think he's in prison right now.
Okay.
So, scam rap emerged in Detroit, right? So, Dallas Antonio Asbury, that's his name, known by his name TJX6, originated the genre at 18, establishing himself as a fringe rap star while developing an online following. So, his online presence includes a rotating series of Instagram accounts that are abandoned and remade as he catches heat for his scams. So, he'll make an account and be like, this how y'all do crime. And he'll be like, never mind. And then he'll move on to another account and be like, this how y'all do fraud.
So, he teaches people how to do
anybody got Citibank? Like, he'll post that in his story.
Yeah. Oh, the Citibank. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Tap in.
Yeah, exactly. Tap in. So, at one time, he had amassed over 270,000 followers on Instagram. The artist described himself as a con artist / swiper turned rapper. And he had learned everything off the computer. I love that.
He's actually smart.
Gen Z.
Yeah,
he's self-educated.
He's just bored.
Exactly. Yeah. And his name comes from a device called an MSRX, a palm-sized credit card reader that can be used to both clone credit cards. So remember I said it came off the swiper. So you can clone cards with it. So you know when you go to the gas station or other places where they'll like, sometimes if you, there are cloners in those things at the gas station. Like I'll always play with it to make sure there's nothing like on top of it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people will slide something in that card reader so that they can clone your card. And the machine will still scan it like normal, but someone will clone your card and then they'll take your card information, make a new card, and then they'll start running it up. Usually in Brooklyn and Atlanta. Atlanta is actually the scam capital of the U.S.
For sure.
I got scared. Somebody used my card and bought like $35 worth of McDonald's. I told my bank, do it look like I eat McDonald's? Like, and they end up giving me all my money back.
Wow. We love McDonald's here.
She likes it. Give her a deal.
I love McDonald's fries, but I don't eat McDonald's no more, bro. Like, I've graduated from McDonald's.
She's graduated.
I'll never graduate from a fry.
That's what you see, I said a fry. A fry.
There's some things over there. They give me with the breakfast. They can give me a couple ways.
Hash browns.
Ooh. They can still give me. They can get me.
I'm not. I graduated. That's a laxative for me.
Oh, Lord. Good Lord. So then, you know, TJ's scam life began early. His claim to first scams began in the first grade when he sold a bunch of parsley as little bags of weed. So he was like, hey, y'all, I'm finna get you high, but it was parsley.
You lying.
Yeah. And this was in the first grade. So he was 6.
So at this point, we blame his mama.
He's smart.
Yeah, but he was smart. Was he selling this on the playground to other children? He was like, I'm going to get you high. In the
so
slide.
What kids were smoking at that age?
Well, clearly not these kids.
They weren't smoking.
They're getting high on that parsley. And you know, black people got a lot of parsley in their house because we put that shit on everything.
Parsley. Everything.
What? It like, don't taste like
it.
Star on it. It just looks.
When niggas use parsley, they think they a chef.
Right. They put it the flick of the wrist.
Nigga, that's parsley on a banana.
I really am a chef and I love parsley, but I could tell that somebody, when they can't cook, how they disperse it amongst the food because it just be everywhere.
Everywhere.
It has to have a purpose.
They just be like, oh, it's green now.
It ain't got no purpose.
Yeah, it got
it's
purpose.
Like paprika. It's just everywhere.
Got a purpose. On
everywhere.
In a way.
The purpose is to garnish. The purpose is for the food to look appetizing.
It can be in the corner on something.
And there's a dietary, you know, need for it as well. We'll talk about that.
I just feel like us as the people, the process just be like,
parsley is the biggest scam.
They just think they cooked parsley.
Like, parsley is the biggest scam.
They be like, you done yet? I have the parsley, now I'm done. Yeah, parsley
and
is a scam.
Paprika.
That's the scam, parsley.
That's a scam, parsley. It's scamming our community.
The biggest scam.
Real bad.
Parsley. Real bad.
Post it on Instagram. Somebody gonna come and get
you. You use parsley. If Popeye start using parsley, they're 5-star restaurant.
Ooh, you know, they up the price by $2 on everything. Price. Why does the chicken have parsley on it? Yeah, it's $5 more now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love that chicken from parsley.
Right. Why would you get him a soul? I want that chicken and parsley.
The Louisiana fast lady. She ain't gonna have on
gonna have that orange the orange shit no more. She gonna have on a white chef's jacket now.
With a little green, look, the
pie cordon. Let cordon parsley.
Let cordon.
What that commercial gonna be? Y'all went, you know, niggas went stupid for that chicken sandwich.
Ooh, don't put no parsley.
Don't put no parsley on it. It's gonna be another line.
Yardbird.
It's not gonna be a line anymore. It's gonna be a queue.
A queue.
Not a queue.
Please hold. I have other parsley on. Parsley 2 on line 2.
Parsley 1. Parsley 2.
Extra parsley.
Everyone has a called, French accent.
It's going to be called Popeye.
Popeye.
What the Popeye?
Popeye.
Je suis papa. Love that chicken and Popeye.
Popeye.
Le Popeye.
J'adore. Je chicken. Je papa.
Je papa.
Parsley.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle papa.
That's sad. Parsley do that to us.
Yeah.
Parsley got us in a chokehold.
Let us set us free, Parsley.
Set us free.
Don't set us free, Parsley. I love you, Parsley.
Not I love you, Parsley.
I love you, Parsley.
Come here, please.
You put Parsley on my Parsley eggs. Jenkins. I thought you ate. Put Parsley on my eggs. I'd be like, oh, this is what? This ain't IHOP.
Right.
This is not IHOP.
All right, we're going to take a quick pause here so we can let Chameleon go.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream, are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
And fraud!
Chameleon had to step out. Thank you, Jonica,
for finishing the F with me.
Why would you come in so amp just? You weren't even that amp just now. Chameleon had to step out.
I took a sip of some energy drink, and it really hit me.
It did.
It really hit me super hard. Good Lord, I'm so sorry for that in y'all's ears. But back to TJX. So he was slinging that parsley on the playground, y'all. He was slinging that weight, that parsley weight, to the children. That light parsley weight. And that's how he started his journey at 6 years of age.
I like him. He knew he wanted to be at a young age.
He did. He had a passion. They said, what is your dream job? He said, being a scammer.
A scammer. He didn't even know the word at the time.
No. He said serial entrepreneur.
Yeah, he thought he was an entrepreneur.
Somebody said astronaut. Somebody said, I want to be the president. He said, I want to do crime.
I want to do crime.
And I love that for him. He knew what he wanted to be, and he achieved. So he journeyed into a higher level of scam under the mentorship of his brother. You know what? Big brother. That's the big brother program, man, right there.
Mentorship.
Some of his first included setting up fake profiles for technology warehouses on Instagram and Twitter and claiming to sell iPhones and laptops. Whoo, that one hits me personally because someone took over my Twitter and was selling fake
laptops and iPads. Yeah, that was a rough go.
And people thought it was you.
Yes. They thought I was selling fake signed laptops and iPads. People know about that on this podcast. Jada, what? Who turned out to be a man.
What?
The sore spot.
Yeah. Oh, you found a person and everything.
Yeah. Thanks to the congregation. They did some research. They did scam a few people out of a lot of money. So that was upsetting.
I just wish scammers, they're so smart. I wish they used that to do something else.
I don't mind if they scam up because these corporations are scamming all of us, but don't scam down. Like these,
yeah, scam
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, scam the people who...
Rob the thieves.
Yeah.
Like, it's all, you know, the thieves' code of ethics is like, you steal from people who can't report it.
I'm
like,
still mad they not hacking Sally Mae and stuff. Hack
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Hack them.
Hack them.
Where is Anonymous when you need them? They just try to leak paperwork. Like, nah, what are we supposed to do with that as the public?
That. I don't need all that.
Go, what am I supposed to go through these files for and do what?
Go mess them files up at Sally Mae.
Right. Look. Shut them down. Like, do something productive, please.
We'll be clapping.
Right. Like, come on now. So he would do this, right? So then he'd pay celebrities to promote those pages. Once he paid Blac Chyna $3,000 for an Instagram promo, from which he made $9,000 in a day. So he would make these fake profiles for technology warehouses. Then he would pay celebrities to be like, hey, can you post this on your page? So he was like, Blac Chyna. This was before she became Angela and got rid of her fillers and her booty and stuff.
This was new China. This is old
yeah,
China.
That, yeah, this is old China.
Hustling China.
Yes. All right. So he was like, Blac Chyna, can you just post this? I give you 3K. And Blac Chyna was like, absolutely. I don't care what it is.
Shit, I would have took the 3K for what.
This was like 3,000. Say less. No, actually, don't say anything else. Just send the money.
Send the money.
Say nothing. So Blac Chyna posted and he made $9,000 in one day. TJ's X6 later discovered how to steal identities via social security numbers when he visited the dark web for the first time. So he was like, let me take a trip over to the dark web.
Also, he was like graduate. He was yes. like, you know, he went to the next grade.
Yes, he went to the next grade. Like other people did that in school. He did that in crime.
In crime.
Yeah. So he started out in elementary just doing parsley weed scams. Mm-hmm. And then he moved up to like junior high where he was doing Instagram, Blac Chyna technology fraud. And then he went to high school and started doing dark web, social security, identity theft.
So he always knew he wanted to be a salesman.
Yeah, he did. And honestly, it sounds like he's on the dean's list. Sounds like he's getting straight A's.
Yeah. In his school,
yeah, he actually on honor roll.
Yeah, he actually succeeded.
It sounds like he got great attendance.
Yeah, he ain't missed a day. he not tardy. He ain't tardy.
He ain't sick.
He ain't sick. He ain't never caught in sick.
No doctor's notes.
Listen,
none
I like him. I like him.
Okay, he ain't going to in school suspension.
None of that.
He ain't in trouble at all. Okay. So he getting all his cores.
Yeah.
Like graduation finna be lit.
Cum laude. What he graduated?
Cum laude.
Cum laude.
Cum laude.
Cum laude.
Con laude.
Con laude.
He about to be summa con laude.
Summa con laude.
Yes. That he's definitely coming out on top.
He is smart.
So he's on the dark web. So now he's starting to, you know, really get inspired. He releases his breakout track, Dark Webs, in 2019, which went viral after the release of its music video. So now we're going to see a snippet of TJX6's Dark Web music video. Now, this is one of my favorite bops. This is on my playlist for the live show.
He got a beat. I wonder if he steal the beat.
Maybe off the dark web.
Probably stole it.
Government it's lit.
And he knew to cover up his face. He played
yeah.
smart.
Yes. Now that's not parsley, probably.
That's not parsley.
Yeah. I can slot a bean. This shit illegal, but it's green. I gotta get it in. I paid $5,000 for my fit. I'm not fitting in. If the bitch got dirty shoes, she not getting in. Bro can't move around when
oh, you going to jail.
Oh, okay, that nigga going to jail.
Oh, that nigga going to jail. He just told us everything he did.
He said the government tried to ban me from the dark web. I got a VPN. He was like, here's how I did. I got a tour. He tells you everything.
He tell you everything.
Yeah, it's educational. He said, this is how you do it.
Nah, that nigga going to jail.
He didn't even do it in no metaphors either. He was like, type in www.vpn. skirt around the government.
it's me going home saying, he said, now type in VPN. M.
Dark web.
Now do what? Look.
skirt around the government.
How many R's is in skirt, please? Because somebody tell me how many R's is in skirt.
Okay, it's a K. It's S-K-R-T-T-T.
Is it two R's? The one R. Look.
Okay, I think it's three R's for the earth.
The earth, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. The government. Okay. Like, and why? Rapping. And he's just rapping. I love that he's giving it to us clear as
day. I love
day.
That he's a writer. He's a writer yeah. as well, because he wrote that.
He wrote that. We know he wrote that. There's no ghostwriter.
Nobody
that.
Wrote that for him. He's actually a talented young man, if you ask me.
Extremely. It's giving yeah. genius.
It's giving genius all day long.
Yes. The live long day. So that went viral. It's on my Scam playlist. It's one of my favorite Scam songs. He got a music video. The song and the persona, TJX6, Scam Rapper, went even more viral when he staged his own arrest by men dressed as U.S. Marshal in police jackets at a Los Angeles show. So this is him at the Los Angeles show, and we have him staging his own arrest. So I love the theatrics.
I wonder what's the point.
I barely lit the wood up and she keep coughing. I jugged a nigga for a band and he keep calling. They trying to knock me off my dribble.
Where he find him at?
I don't know. But he's got some... These look like Marshalls too. Look at this white man giving white man.
So you think he staged it?
Yeah, he staged it. So...
Where he find that even, white man?
Listen, probably backstage.com.
On Craigslist.
I would have did it. You know how many actors in LA are like, look, yeah. I got a gig. It's a live performance. It's interactive.
Yeah. I'll give you $300. I get $250.
Right, I get $250. He probably paid him better than that. It's probably a pretty good gig for them. They were like, I got to call off at the restaurant because I got a gig tonight, live yep. show.
Order this jacket off Amazon.
Okay, so.
Wow.
I love that so much because it looks like he didn't even tell the audience that it was staged. So he had them interrupt the rap performance. That way, like, think about it. You're doing a performance. You're doing your song. I got running from the government. Everybody get your pens out. Get your phones out. Everybody yeah. write down www.vpngovernment. Like, he's doing that. And then he's got these fake feds come in with their jackets and yeah. stuff that they got on Amazon. And arrest him. Now everybody's going to take a video because it's 2019. So
it's going to go viral.
Yeah, because everybody wants to go viral for some reason. And that's more free marketing for you. And you're not actually going to jail.
We've already confirmed that TJ is a genius.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
He know what he's doing.
Like, that was smart. And he got the people to come. That was a smart move, T. I'm it with was. You.
I feel like this is something that Chassie would do in rap shit.
Chassie would absolutely do that.
Yeah.
She going to pay. She going to do it. What I like is that he didn't have to. I feel like whatever you want to be in life, just do the whole, go all the way with it. You know? Yes. He ain't a half-ass scammer. It's like, if you're no. going to do it, do it. And he did it. He committed. I'm all about commitment.
If y'all love scams, you really should watch Rap Shit. If you haven't already, like, it's a popping show. If you haven't already, Chassie's character alone, like, you're my favorite scammer on the show. There's so many moments that are just so smart with your character where you notice everything.
Alert.
Like, I don't want to give anything away, but there was just a moment where you noticed that somebody was stealing, even though they don't think you notice.
You can get out of the way because it's already people should have seen it by now.
Yeah, should have seen it. But like, so Shauna's character, like, she's stealing, but she thinks nobody notices it, right?
Yeah.
And so you do like this whole thing. I won't give it away, but like, you cover her ass without her even knowing, and it's so slick. And I was just like, yes.
Because
like,
she didn't even know.
She didn't even know.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're so street smart and you're watching everything around you. And it's so funny to watch so many people be like, what is the word? Like, they're just oblivious to yes. how smart you are. And that's the kind of scammer that I like to be, where it's just like I'm moving and people just don't even see
She's just real move.
Oh!
Because it's like we say that, Shauna is the scammer. It's the known scammer, you know, on the mm-hmm. show. But even when Chameleon was here, her character Mia, I'm like, she be scamming niggas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody do their own little piece of scamming. So it's like Chastity, I do love Chastity scamming more because... She actually means well. Like, Shauna just wanted some money. You know, Mia, I give it to Mia. She trying to take care of her baby, get out the mud, whoop, whop. But Chastity just want to be something in life. Like, she trying to get somewhere. She trying to get a career. She trying to get something going for her. So,
I love it.
I like Chastity, the reason. Her reason behind scamming, I fuck with Chastity.
Yes. Well, let's wrap up TJX here. So today, he raps about his own scams, and his song includes tips and instructions for listeners to run their own scams. He blurs the lines as much as possible when it comes to his own alleged scams, but on Instagram... He once offered to sell verses at $500 per verse and scam tutorials for $25 per tutorial. So he'll teach you how to be a criminal for $25 per tutorial. I don't know how long the tutorial is.
But what if a police officer is the one that's asking, like, how he screen them?
I don't feel like police officers are doing that kind of overtime work.
You crazy.
They barely do what's required of them. One thing you think they online trying to do that extra work?
Nowadays, one thing that I learned is, Just like you wake up every day scamming, it's somebody that wake up every day to catch a scammer. That's their job. That's their job is to wait. That's what they do for a living.
I don't think they work that hard.
No, when you want to catch, when you, detective, some people will spend their life trying to catch somebody. Like, you know, if they.
But that's like when they're starting to get higher up in crime. This is like a lower level.
You think it's
criminal.
A petty crime?
Yeah. He hasn't ripped off the right people yet. If he was starting to do things to rich people or anybody who would start to harass the police, because let's think about it. The police got hella crimes that they have not solved, just sitting around and they ain't solving those. You think they go look around for more crimes to solve? No, they already got stuff that they're not trying to work on. They are not adding stuff to their plate.
And TJ's smart because he, like you said, he's scamming the right people.
Yeah.
He like, don't nobody give a fuck about these people.
No, absolutely not. So you can take your little 25 tutorial. I'm sure it's like you get a package deal like each month. Yeah. Maybe, it, you know, if you get 10, then he'll lower the price to like, it's only $200 a month. If you get 10, then you saving an extra $50.
But like, look how low the number is.
I mean, he's probably only 5-minute tutorials. I'm sure.
And I wonder how many customers he got, because it's like, how many people down a scam?
A lot.
I'm
especially
scared.
These days, inflation is high, okay? You know what I mean? You got to get it where you can get it, okay?
I'm scared.
So in his track Swipe Story, he tells a story of stealing about 7 Xboxes and TVs from Walmart through pretending to look through clothes racks, lying to the cashier about why he needed $3,500 in gaming equipment, and then making a getaway in a rental car. Wow. And one of the top comments for the video on his track Apple reads, "This ain't even a song. This is just a felony with a beat."
Facts. That's a confession with a beat. That's all I hear.
And I love it. It is. So for his next project, TJ X6 is releasing his mixtape, The Fraud Bible, with an actual fraud Bible, complete with scamming methods that he will email along with every purchase. The TJ X6 has yet to face any major legal troubles for his work in both scamming and rapping space, unlike some of his counterparts. Today, he claims to have stopped scamming and instead enjoys the profits of his music success. He now has a son and has over 125K in designer clothes and lives in the Michigan suburbs. The Fraud Bible has been put on an indefinite hiatus with a potential release date update for like maybe 2024.
Okay, promising.
Updated for like 2024. Though TJ X6 may not be abandoning his scammer persona, his music success has taken him to heights that fraud never did. I mean, I don't know. He's still doing fraud.
I'm proud of you, TJ.
TJ, stay scamming out there. I want to hear the music. Personally, I might have to take a $25 tutorial if you're still offering them.
Hey, at the rate these inflation.
Right. This corporate greed is going. I just want one scam session. I just want to know
it's what it feel like.
What it's giving. I need a whole email.
I'm the one that'll be in jail. I'm that one that get caught. Like, I'm that one.
I think you might be a little too high profile now, John, to get involved.
I always tell people, if you want to be rich, write a Bible. That's why I say TJ is smart.
The Fraud Bible.
The Fraud Bible. If you want to get rich, make a Bible.
Mm-hmm. He might not listen. I just want the full address to the dark web. I just want to go look. I want to take a stroll
see what's
in
over
the
there.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't want to buy nothing.
Right. I'm window shopping
I just want to look at that. I just want to see
what they got over there. Okay, I heard they got kidneys. I heard they got Social Security. I ain't going to take nothing.
Yeah, I don't want nothing. And I don't want to give nothing either. I just want to watch, because I don't want y'all taking my kidney. You know, this kidney ain't, my kidney ain't even talking about nothing. You know, this kidney ain't good.
All right, Ms. Jonica, we always ask at the end of the show, where can people find you?
Yeah, find me Instagram. That's Jonica Blue Booth, @ Jonica Blue Booth. And I've been popping on, I'm getting my Snapchat. You know, Snapchat back moving.
Wow, the crime app.
It's a crime app. Yeah, no. Because stuff go away. I thought it was a freaky app. That's why I got... To me, Snapchat was the first OnlyFans. I don't care what nobody
said. It was. Because you can send the cash, too. You can send the cash right with the photo.
That's OnlyFans all day long. So I got off because I was like, I ain't trying to get mixed up over there. You know, it's too good. So I got off.
That's too good.
It's too good over there. But now I'm back. I'm back on my Snapchat. Same name. Everything on all platforms. Jonica Blue Booth. So...
Yes, and be sure to follow It's Chameleon on Instagram while you're at it. And watch Rap Shit on HBO. It is so good. As always, y'all can find us at Scam Goddess Pod if you want to look at these great photos. And if you want to find me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. And y'all, San Francisco Sketch Fest, if there are any tickets left, January 21st, we will be in San Francisco at the Cobbs Theater, 7 p.m. Y'all come to that Scam Goddess Live. You know it's going to be lit. We're going to be talking about DJ Envy. It's about to be a hot mess. Woo! All right, congregation, y'all get out there and y'all get on the dark web.
Go support TJ, man. Yeah. He's trying to change his life.
He is.
He changed his life.
Y'all get out there. Y'all start TJX6, okay?
Scam Goddess.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar. And our audio engineer is Sam Keeper. Research for the show is done by Caitlin Brandt. Stay scamming.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona!
And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you!
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.